Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Tier 1 Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol TSLV and on the OTCQB under the symbol TSLVF. I am chatting again with the President and CEO, Peter Dembicki. I also have a new guest on the line with us. It is the Senior Vice President of Exploration, Christian Rios. We are going to be following up on a news release that came out on February 14th, some drill results from the Curibaya project. Just to remind everybody, Tier 1 Silver is focused in Peru. The company has a handful of projects, which include the Curibaya project, the Hurricane Silver project, as well as, again, a number of other projects. But the focus will be mostly on Curibaya here, as that is where some of these drill results have been released from. Before we get into those drill results, Christian, since it is your first time on the program and since I will be bouncing some of the more geological questions off of you here, can you please provide us with a little bit of your background in the sector and especially in Peru, please?
Yeah, sure, Corey. I have 20 plus years of experience. I work in junior, medium, and major mining companies. In junior companies, I work in Bear Creek Mining for almost 14 years. We had three discoveries there: Santa Ana, Corani, and Maria Jose, the three of them in Peru. Santa Ana and Corani is the same type, epithermal type, pain type as Curibaya. So we discovered there, I was there involved since taking the rock chip samples until bankable fees in the case of Corani, Santa Ana until the environmental study, the last one. So we did also office study there. We had combined at that moment more than 300 million ounces silver in reserves, and those projects are going ahead, are advancing. That's in Bear Creek. In the case also in junior companies, I work with the famous David Lowell, I work with him in Peru Copper Syndicate. I was involved in the beginning of the discovery of Toromocho Porphyry Copper Molybdenum here in Peru also, all of those deposits in Peru. And in major companies, I work in Minera Yanacocha, which is a very well-known gold mine, was the biggest gold mine in Latin America in the 90s, 2000. And that belongs to SJV Newmont Buenaventura. So I was working there also in exploration operations. Also, I had experience working in private funds, and we had two discoveries also in Peru, one called Santa Rosa, which is also epithermal vein, very similar as Curibaya. I was involved since taking the rock chip samples until production. So we produced there two concentrates. I saw how these veins behave inside mine and also in exploration. And we had another discovery, Piedriman, which is a little bit different. It's a skarn deposit. So all of those discoveries here in Peru. And I also work as an advisor in a royalty company. But I review projects in Peru, South America, North America, also in different places.
Okay, so well-versed in Peru then. A lot of history in Peru and on the discovery front. That's good to hear. Peter, let's get you in here to discuss some of these drill results. The February 14th news release headline says Tier 1 Silver intersects a little over 1,200 grams per ton silver equivalent, over 1.5 meters on the Sambale structural corridor at Curibaya. Now, within this news release, the last five drill holes from this first phase of drilling at Curibaya were released. Hole 16 is that headline number. Take us through this drill program. Just remind everybody how big this drill program was and what some of the key takeaways are now that all the results are released.
Thanks, Corey. Yeah, no, happy to walk through the program since we started in June and to remind your audience and our followers that, you know, we only listed as a public company last June. We started drilling immediately after we listed. We embarked on a 5,000 meter drill program and achieved 16 holes total throughout that program. And this was into a never before drilled piece of land, Curibaya, of which we are 100% owners of. So we had a lot of mapping, a lot of trenching, a lot of phenomenal rock samples and channel samples that were, you know, mind-blowing grades. And, you know, what we really needed to do as a team and as a company was to define and to figure out if any of this grade at all existed in the third dimension underground. And, you know, on hole six, we had our first plus kilo intercept, and we had some fantastic results in between there. And in our last hole, of course, save the best for last, we got our best intercept out of the entire program on our last hole, which we saw in that 1.5 meters of 1,200 grams per ton silver. So what we've learned from the program to date, and as we wrapped it up in early December, is where are these grades coming from? Where is it pointing us to? And over the last month or so, we've had the really fortunate opportunity to hire two world-renowned consultants to do site visits and data review on our drill program and the actual site without any sort of biased pitch as to what we were thinking. And they came back all in the same opinion, and the same as Christian and his technical experience is it's all pointing towards a much higher window to hit higher grades at a better width as we move north on the property towards this Cambaya region. We got our best channel sample results throughout our project stemming from this Cambaya region. However, it fell short of our current drill permit, the FTA permit. And so as we are now applying for that right now, we hope to expect to receive that later this spring. And that'll be our primary target because it allows us to drill at a higher elevation, which extends the window of where we see if we're going to get much higher grades and much bigger widths for our drill results. So as much as we would like to have had every single 16 holes pure silver, you know, it's the ultimate dream. It's a total learning process, and it's sure pointed us in the right direction, and we are just champing at the bit to get back to drilling this spring.
So early on exploration, but the first program, especially channel sampling and some of the drill holes, did hit some high-grade silver. So Christian, from more of a geological standpoint, and I will post figure one from that news release below this interview, which gives a good outline of where some of the higher grade channel samples came from, some of the better drill holes, and these different structural corridors. Christian, what are you excited about? What do you think has the best potential here to continue to perform for Tier 1 silver in terms of corridors and potential drill results?
There is a lot of potential in the area. Just talking about the area that we drilled 2021, we have 6 kilometers of corridors. That's huge. That's a very good length. From the 16 holes, 6 holes has economic mineralization more than 200 grams per ton, just talking about silver. So having more than 30% of the holes carrying economic mineralization, that's very important for a first phase of drilling. But now, having the length, 6 kilometers, that we need in the four corridors, having the economic interceptions also, as I mentioned, more than 30% of the holes hitting that, having high grade, like the last hole you mentioned, 1.5 meters, 1.2 kilos silver in Sambalay corridor. And also in the Sambalay corridor, we have an ore shoot of 7 meters, close to 300 grams. So we have the ore shoots, we have the grade, we have the high grade, we have the length, and we have vertical deep until 150 meters. So now, as Peter mentioned, we now need to focus where is the area in the higher elevation, because we will add 200 meters or 250 more meters in the vertical extension. That means more tonnages, more potential, more volume. So, and that is where the corridors are pointing towards, which is Cambaya. So that's the main focus, I will say the main priority. Why? Because we need to test that vertical continuity, because that will give the exact potential that the property has. So in the Cambaya area, we can test there more than 1 kilometer, in scissor holes, and that will be the plan. So talking about priorities, I will mention that Cambaya area will be our first priority. Of course, after doing some mapping, more structural mapping, because here the trick in these structures in every mine or project in Peru or outside Peru is to find these dilational areas, these extensional areas, these ore shoots, because veins opens and closes in the structure. So we need to find these big areas, and we already found in a trench in Cambaya up to 20 meters, close to 300 grams. So if we have in Sambalay 7 meters in an ore shoot drill, and in the upper part was like 2 meters, so what it means in Cambaya is that we have at surface 20 meters, we need to test that and to see if that opens more or how it behaves, how is the geometry at depth. So that will be, I will say, answering your question, the best areas to drill, the priority for me will be Cambaya and for the company, because to test that vertical extension, but also all these corridors need to be tested more because we have the economic grade, the ore shoots, and also we need to define here, the trick is to define the real geometry, the average grade, the size.
Okay, so the near-term focus in the next drill program will be up on the northern part of the property, that Cambaya area. You can see that in Figure 1 as well. Christian, real quick, are the drill programs more or less solidified right now due to the past channel sampling work that you guys have done, or is there more surface work that needs to happen to further isolate the exact drill locations?
Yeah, we have preliminary locations of the drill holes in these opening areas that you mentioned, these 20 meters, for example, the horseshoe, but we need to do more structural mapping mainly to find all more of these openings. So the work will be mainly focused, I will say 80% of the surface work will be more structural mapping in that area and going towards also Cambaya, because the last hole that we drill in Cambaya is 750 meters, 1 kilometer apart. We have 1 kilometer open there also to test going to Cambaya. So we will need to do more of structural mapping, more of rock chip sampling, trenches also, to see the zonation and alteration that helps also to define these orchards. So that will be the work that I estimate could take between 30, 60 days approximately.
So Peter, give us a little update then in terms of that extended permitting process that you mentioned earlier on. What goes into that and what are you guys applying for in terms of permits? What could be available to you?
Sure thing. Permit that we currently have is an FTA permit that allowed us for 20 drill pads with 2 holes per pad. So it gave us an option to drill up to 40 holes. So what we've got for our new permit, it's called a DIA or a DIA, that allows us for 20 additional pads, but up to 10 holes per pad. So when we first started off on this drill program, we had to be very surgical where these holes went on a 20 square kilometer footprint to put, you know, only just over a dozen holes into the ground. You know, it had to be quite precise, quite exact. And, you know, you learn a lot from every single hole, but that's a lot of ground to cover with a minimal amount of holes. So this one really gives us the flexibility to use pads more than once or twice. We can really fan out some drill holes and learn a lot more in each specific region. So we hope to have this drill permit completed this spring. And, you know, when we launch our phase two of drilling, it should be well incorporated, but we still have unused pads from our previous permit that we can go back and target if we need to on the southern part of our property.
Okay, let's talk about the southern part of the property, because Christian, you even said that, look, the focus is going to be at Cambaya here, but you still haven't fully tested these other 4 structural corridors, and you guys have hit some pretty good grades and have some good channel sampling. So where else are you encouraged by? What other insights can you give us on any of these 4 other structural corridors down to the south of Cambaya?
Yeah, in the southern part, well, it's open. These 6 kilometers of structures of corridors are open. I will say that Sambalay and Tipal that hit the best higher grades and also the best orchards in the area. So that will be, in my thinking, will be the best areas to drill first. Sambalay, Tipal, and then going to Madre and Sama. But of course, these veins needs to be tested along the way, all the ways. It's 6 kilometers. We only drill 5,000 meters. So that's very little amount of drilling. But as I mentioned, in the first phase, we hit economic mineralization. For example, just in talking about Tipal, we drilled 2 drill holes and both has economic mineralization. Both are apart 800 meters close. So we need to infill that. And that infilling in veins could be each 100 meters, each 200 meters first to test, and then going 50 meters. So there is a lot of drilling, a lot of work to do. But also to mention that all these corridors that need to be tested, what we are learning from the course is that there is an increase in molybdenum in the deeper parts. There are quartz molybdenum veinlets. That means hotter waters. Also, we have some porphyry dikes that has secondary magnetite veinlets. That means hot waters also there. So it's pointing towards a hot source in that area, to the central part. We have some geophysics talking about charitability and magnetics anomaly that we need to test. So all these structures, this type of structures, has a root, and the root is a porphyry body. We are in a world-class belt, porphyry belt, with the same age in mineralization and alteration as Curibaya, because we tested. So we need also to focus besides the Curibaya, all these corridors, Cambaya area, we need to test also this possible heat source, this porphyry, And for that also, would be good to do more geophysics in the area, but also we need to consider the three targets, Cambaya, all the corridors that we tested as a first phase, very little drilling, and also the porphyry, that we are having some evidences in the drill core, and also is part of this world-class belt that I mentioned.
All right, Peter, before I get you guys out of here, let's just summarize everything. First, I want to know how much cash the company has in the bank to move forward with the plans this year, and give us just a little insights on the news flow that investors can be expecting, please.
Yeah, of course. We have enough money in the treasury to last us through till June, early summer. So, you know, financing isn't something that's imminent on the top of our mind. What we really want to do is get our plan, reverse engineer what we'd love to see, work it backwards to what's needed, and what money and costs will be incorporated with that before, you know, we really start hammering down plans for a financing. So nothing imminent there. You know, as Christian mentioned, you know, as we brought these world-renowned experts and consultants to take a look at our property, they all came back with a similar message. They say, listen, you guys have a huge precious metals window to go after. You have retargeting to go after as well. But what we're really seeing is the presence of a possible porphyry nearby your property or directly underneath. And this is huge. This is a game changer for us as another target to go after. And, you know, the focus has been on the precious metals, but if you have something lurking there that could be a complete reset of valuation for the company, we have to go explore. So we have to figure that into our work program as well, as it's a little bit separate from the precious metals targeting and what we planned on doing to get these silver intercepts going. So going forward, it is going to be about review of the program. It's going to be about what we're planning to do at our second premier property, Hurricane Silver, which is located just north of the city of Cusco. We have phenomenal targeting going on up there with huge indications of high-grade silver and other minerals as well. So we have two going concerns going on. We have a lot of work to be done to get our drill program completed. The news to the market is going to be constant flow of what we're seeing, what we're planning to do, as Tier 1's done an excellent job to date of keeping our investors informed along every meter that we drill or every sample that we take. So that's going to be, over the next little while, you're going to be hearing a lot from us as we are still learning in real time from our drill program and what needs to be done.
All right, guys, really appreciate this update. Again, I will post that figure one below this interview and a link to that most recent news release. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding the upcoming drill program or this past drill program, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those answered by the team over at Tier 1, and we will follow up on the back of some more news. Christian, Peter, again, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thank you.